talk to you about shoulda, coulda, woulda, or coulda, shoulda, woulda, however you want to say that.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it really is talking about procrastination, and you know, this is something that afflicts all of us, and I really believe it's an affliction. But sometimes we have people that, because of fear, or particularly fear, I think, they put off things. They put off decisions or put off doing things. And we see people, for example, that are jobless, that put off looking for a job. So we're going to talk about some of those things today. But I think since this is such a testy conversation, and sometimes people get really bent out of shape when another person says, well, why don't you just do it now?
Well, why don't you clean up your house if you can't find anything? You know,
why don't
that
you clean up your act?
Yeah, clean up your act, yeah.
Well, let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the time that we have with our power partners and our friends. And Lord God, today help us to rightly divide the word of truth and this awesome challenge of talking about procrastination. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. It truly is deadly, Darren, to even start to hesitate on something or delay something. And that's exactly what procrastinate means. It means to delay or hesitate, put off into the future. And especially with spiritual things, that is so deadly, to put things off into the future. I believe some people delay more important issues for less important issues. Sometimes the less important issues get right up in our face and we can't deny them, and they take a lot of time. And I know some of you listening, you say, you're absolutely right. Some of the less important issues are always up in my face, and I've got to tend to them first, and I have to leave the more important issues to later. And then it just gets pushed back and back. And that's happened in my own life, Darren. So many activities. And I believe there's a scripture in the Word that says that they run to and fro. And people are running to and fro in this day and age. And I believe we really need to set up spiritual priorities in our lives to overcome the physical that so inundates us every day.
Well, you know, I keep 3x5 cards on my desk all the time.
Yes, you've got them all over the counters,
I've
too, when you need
over.
Something.
And I keep reshuffling these things, but you know, I'm looking, I just pulled the ones out of my pocket. I have about 12 things that I need to do today. You know, I need to call the doctor's office, reschedule, you know, this thing they always do on my blood about every 3 or 4 months. I need to reschedule that. And it just goes on and on. But sometimes even those things come in and push out the more important things.
That's right, yes.
And so that procrastination takes on kind of a ruse in a way, or kind of a smokescreen. I have to be careful that my day isn't filled with non-important activities. Mm-hmm. Even though, and sometimes you think you're making great progress, but are you really? If you stop and look at it, are you putting off the more important things to take care of the details of the day? And I think, you know, then we can turn around and say, well, I could have done that, I should have done that, I would have done it, I had a, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, I have to be accountable to my time.
That's right. And I know when, as you see this title, you're going to say, what a strange title. But it really is. Sometimes life is made up. I could have done this. I should have done this. I would have done this if I hadn't done this, if I hadn't had this on my plate. But Darren, we're gonna talk a little bit about what causes procrastination, and for us to delay something so important, what causes that? And we're gonna look into some things in the Bible that causes procrastination. But first of all, I think fear makes up a large portion of procrastinating. When we're fearful about what this future might hold for us, when we're in a job that we don't like, but we're so fearful about quitting that job and stepping into an unknown, that is very fearful for some people. Although I've been married to two men in my life who are such risk takers, I've had to just kind of jump in with my eyes closed.
The Lord knew that would be good for you.
Yeah,
you know, I think sometimes, Barbara, we put things off because we just don't want to face it. We just don't want to take care of it today. So I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'll take care of it next week. I can think about one that hurt me greatly, and that's that I put off the IRS.
Mm.
I'll tell you, folks, and they don't go away.
Yes.
And if you don't do it this year, they'll talk to you next year. And then if you don't do it next year, they'll find you the following year. And it's something that just hangs on, and they pile on interest, and they pile on penalties. And one day you have to face the music. And that's true in a lot of things in our lives where there's an absolute out there. And sometimes then, oh, we're fearful. I just don't want to deal with that right now. Maybe I just don't have the resources. I don't have the energy. Maybe with the IRS, it's just I don't have the money to pay it right now. Or maybe it's something else. And I just don't have the energy to fight that thing today. I'll put it off till tomorrow. And tomorrow comes and we put it off to the next day.
But when it finally hits,
it finally comes.
We wish we would have had the energy or the motivation that first day to tackle it, because it just becomes a huge mountain. There's a little verse in Ecclesiastes before we get into, I want to talk about Lot's wife and also about Moses a little bit. But there's a little verse in Ecclesiastes 10. It's verse 10, and the whole chapter is about foolishness. But verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of giving much success. Now, here is a man. He has a dull axe. Now, instead of going and sharpening that axe, or iron, whatever it is, to make his job less difficult, he has to use more of his strength to cut whatever he is cutting down, a tree or whatever. And in our life, we do that. In fact, I have several knives in my drawer where if I just sharpened them, the cutting of the vegetables and meat would be less tedious for me and would give me a lot more time to enjoy fixing a meal.
You know, those vegetables would taste better too if you had a sharp knife.
Well, but in life, we can see that where we use something that is not up to par and we use it anyway, instead of going and getting it fixed or going and getting it repaired, we use it in a state of disrepair.
See, I heard about a farmer that came in from the field, and he would stand there, and he was so antsy to get back in the field, he'd only fill a gas tank half up. Well, that meant very soon he had to come back in and get more gas.
That's right.
Now, I've done that with the gas in the car. You know, put that off, just drives you crazy, because I look at the gas gauge. Sometimes I call your attention to it and say, now, Barbie, you need to live by faith. We're almost out of gas.
I know.
And that just bugs you, doesn't it?
Well,
but
yes.
But, you know, that's a matter of procrastination. Well, I'm sure I can make it to the next stop. You know, I don't think I'll fill up right now. It takes just as long to fill up right then as it does after down the road. And sometimes you run out of gas, and then you're berating yourself because you procrastinated.
That's right. And
I've done that.
We have run out of gas.
Then I got a sermon from Barbara.
That's right. So, you know, that involves procrastination, not repairing or keeping things up to par.
Now, that's really a gambling spirit. That's a chance taker.
Well, that's
that really is true.
That probably
and sometimes
is.
You gamble. I'm going to go back to the IRS. You gamble with the IRS. Oh, I don't mess with them right now. I mean, they're not going to eat me. Well, you're going to think they're eating you when they finally pin you down. Or, you know, this matter, filling up the gas tank or keeping the car serviced. Mm-hmm. Some people take off in a car that is not roadworthy. I absolutely, now that's one thing I will do. I'll take good care of my automobile before I go on a trip. I'll have it serviced, the tires checked, plus the spare. And I've talked to a number of people who says, you know, we had a flat tire on the road. And guess what? The spare was flat.
Oh, so they didn't, yeah, see
they,
now.
They didn't do their due diligence ahead of time.
That's right.
And then they, you know, now out on the road, you're not going to fire a tire on sale. You're going to pay top price for that tire.
Yes.
Plus, you may have to pay for towing. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. But sometimes our whole life is not roadworthy. We're not ready to go.
Yes.
Because we procrastinated.
That's true. Just for like a small little thing, like because I'm married to you and we're always on the go. We always have different, our schedules change daily. I keep a little couple hooks in behind the door so that when I wash and dry clothes, as those hooks get piled full of shirts, of your shirts or your slacks, I have to iron. And I knew one time a woman who used a ping pong table as her place where she put her clothes after they were in the dryer. This thing was a mountain. I mean, it would take her a year to iron everything, and she probably couldn't find clothes, so she went and bought some, and she has the clothes right there, but it's in such a huge pile that there is no way that woman is going to get all that ironed in even 2 or 3 weeks.
And you knew this
going
woman?
Full-time. Oh, yes, I knew her, yes. And
was she a fun person
to be
around?
She was a ding-a-ling. She was fun though. But
now you know. Now wait a minute. I've offered to take my shirts to the cleaners and my slacks, And why don't we do that?
Well, because we started a sweet little habit when we were first married. You said, after you iron all my shirts, I want you to kiss the collar.
Oh, you're telling too much.
I know.
Well, now,
wait
a minute.